side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode. No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians, they know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, I have loads of Praise Jam tickets to give away. I'm going to try and give away 33 tickets. Yes, you heard me. 33. That's what I'm going to try and give away. So I'm going to try and give away 10 between now and 4, another 10 between 4 and 5, and 13 between 5 and 6. That way we give it all away. Because, like, I really, really, really want you to come to Praise Jam and have a great time with me and the rest of the gang. I'm going to be dropping these tickets for you throughout the show. Remember, Cool FM is bringing you Praise Jam Resurrection this Easter weekend, on Monday to be exact, from 12th. That's when it comes your way. Now, of course, if you witness a story or news event that you want Lagos to know about, we have a number that you can actually call. So some of you call me when I'm live on the show. Some of you send us messages on WhatsApp. But I promise, if you call this number directly, you're going to have that story be investigated, and we'll carry it here on Nigeria Info. So get out a pen and a paper and write down this number. 01-465-7175. 01-465-7175. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. So if you think it's news, it probably is. I have a great show for you today, starting with the big three. Let's talk about the PDP's indecision over zoning and consensus. Then let's talk about the clash at the abattoir over a new hygiene levy. And then let's talk about a woman dying after a nurse allegedly performed surgery on her. Oh, yes. On today's Glass Ceiling, let's talk about women's right to inherit property from their parents. We talked about Nenayonu's murder last week. Some of you said that women should still be excluded from inheritance. I'm going to be addressing your points at 4 o'clock today. Now, on Balogun and Broad, let's talk about increased levies on imported used cars. Increased levies on imported used cars. And, of course, we'll also talk about MTN getting the PSB license for mobile money. Expect news, business, and sports at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with today's big three. My first 10 tickets are up for grabs if you send us a message right now on WhatsApp. So my phone lines are currently down, so I'm not picking calls. But lots of people have been saying to us on WhatsApp, Sandra, those of us that can't call into the show, please give us tickets now. And so I have my assistant here. She's going to be looking through WhatsApp starting now. If you are the first 10 person who send us your name, full name, your email address on WhatsApp, you get a ticket to attend Praise Jam right here on the show. Remember, Praise Jam is a family event. You can come with your kids. You can come with your friends. We're going to have comedy. We're going to have great music. We're going to have games. You get a chance to win great prizes for yourself. WhatsApp is 08. Oh my God, WhatsApp is really full. Cheese sauce. She's gonna get only 10, so, and she'll choose randomly 10 people. She'll get the first set of 10 right now on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Let's get started with today's big three. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. These are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
The big three
on the hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Could the PDP's indecision over zoning and consensus cost them the 2023 race. The PDP's indecision over zoning and consensus, could it cost them the 2023 race? Why are boys still collecting levies in Lagos? How rampant are medical malpractice and unlicensed practice? Those are the big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Our first story is the loud debate in the PDP over how to choose their presidential candidate. We've been talking about how some stakeholders want the ticket zoned to the south, others the north, others want a consensus candidate. But Dele Momodu says it's too late for any of these options because the aspirants have already bought their forms. Momodu, of course, is one of the aspirants. He said, quote, in the PDP, we have boxed ourselves into a corner by allowing everybody to buy forms. I think it will create more acrimony if after I have purchased my form, you now tell me that I am no longer qualified to contest elections. That might lead to litigation. Politicians are dancing around. Atiku said the other day that he must run. How do you stop such a man? If you can bully Dele Momodu, I don't think you can bully some people. I don't think a man like Nyesom Wike in River State could easily be bullied. The way the two sides are boxing themselves may not augur well for our party. I will just suggest, let bygones be bygones. Let us all go and contest, and whoever wins, so be it. But if you give it to the north, there will be a problem in the south. And if you give it to the south, you can see the determination of those going around in the north. End quote. That's what Dele Momodu said. It's a very interesting point, isn't it? Now, remember, you can't reach me via the phone lines just yet. Our phone lines are currently down, but you can give me a call via Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info 99.3. Nigeria Info FM. That's Skype. So find us on Skype. Whip out your Skype right now and try to give us a call via Skype. If you can't, you can share your thoughts via Facebook. You can share your thoughts on YouTube, and you can definitely send us a WhatsApp message. But yes, back to Dele Momodu's point. It's very interesting. And it leads me to this question. Has the PDP left the decision too late by letting aspirants pick forms before making a decision on zoning? Has the PDP condemned itself to accusations of unfairness? Yesterday, the party's zoning committee submitted their report to the National Working Committee. They haven't told us what they've recommended. Instead, the NWC will convene its own meeting to take action on the report. I guess we're going to find out, what the report says at that point. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking. All this delay, will it be dangerous for the PDP? Will the delay make it harder for those who don't like the decision to be pacified and reconciled with the party? Bukola Saraki says consensus is the only way to guarantee a PDP victory because it will reduce bitterness. Peter Obi says he will only accept a consensus if it is fair to all zones of the country. This seems to be a coded reference to the fact that Southeast has still not produced an executive president. So there's so much going on. But this is Shah, the situation in the PDP, and I want to know which of its aspirants you agree with when it comes to consensus and zoning. Do you think it's now too late? Do you think the PDP's delay will cost it the presidency? Like I said, our phone lines are down at the moment, so please share your thoughts with me on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. And we've got Twitter as well. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. At Nigeria Info FM. That's for Twitter. All right, let's go very quickly to Facebook and see the comments we have there. On WhatsApp, I'm seeing that most people are just focused on getting their tickets to Praise Jam. So we're getting lots of messages, lots of people wanting to pick up those tickets on for Praise Jam. Unfortunately, there's just 10. We can only give away 10. How many have you found so far? 5. All right, so 5 more to go, and then we'll take it home. But anyways, Ebi Ambo says, I don't know what Ebi Ambo is talking about, but that's definitely we're not talking about Chelsea today. Okay, most people who are on Facebook are also begging for Praise Jam tickets. Not to worry, we're going to make sure it go reach everybody. No worry, go reach, well, you know, go reach everybody, because I mean, we've got 1 million people who listen to Hard Facts. Nigeria Info has almost 3 million listeners. So it's gonna be hard to for the tickets to reach everybody, but we go try, we go do our best. Eh? We will do our best, we will do our best, and we shall never rest. I'm using this as an opportunity to wait for the comments to come in on Facebook and on WhatsApp, and also for the phone lines to pick up so that you and I can talk in the meantime. But hey, if you can give us a call via Skype, go ahead and do that. Skype is Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info FM. If you just tuned in, we're talking about the indecision crisis in the PDP. They can't decide if they're going to do zoning. They can't decide if they're going to do consensus. And I'm asking you if you think this could affect their race in 2023, the PDP's race in 2023. They currently are trying to decide how to choose their presidential candidate. We've been talking about this for a while now. We've talked about how some of the stakeholders want the ticket to be zoned to the south. Some of the others want it to be zoned to the north. We have those, of course, who want a consensus candidate, but, you know, last, it's just, it's all over the place for them. Let's talk to Charles Ehi. Charles, how are you? Hi, Charles.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for calling us. Hi, Charles. Can you hear me?
Yes. I just want to... Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I just want a ticket for the first job.
Charles, go to WhatsApp and get a ticket for the Praise Jam. Eh? In the meantime, don't call us for Praise Jam. Mm? The people who are calling us are those who want to talk about the PDP's crisis. Yeah, can we do that? Can we focus on that? Okay, let's focus on that then, shall we? Okay, all right. Let's go to social media. Let me find trouble. Let me start show with Praise Jam tickets. Let's see. Kingsley Okezie says that the PDP is a democratic party, and as such, they should do a consensus. But some people have argued that consensus candidates or consensus candidacy isn't democratic. I wonder what you say about that. Osemeke Ejime says, if the zoning is done perfectly, it's okay. All right. Uche Okafo says, your prayer will not work. May it happen to APC. So I guess today I'm an APC woman. You people can't decide if I'm APC or PDP. It's very good. You know, when Jonathan was in office, I was in Port Harcourt at the time, and all the time people were saying that I was APC. You know, because I was always talking about the Jonathan government and all the things that they were doing wrong. And people, APC, APC. Now that we have an APC leader, or we have APC majority leaders, every time I talk about what's happening in government and how it's not great, I have a lot of APC supporters telling me, oh, you're PDP, you're PDP. So it's going to be interesting, you know. If PDP wins next year, I guess I'll go back to being APC. I love you guys. We've got lots of comments here. I'm trying to see which ones are not Praise Jam, because a lot of them are Praise Jam. Okay. So Dick says, PDP as a party lacks the political will to address her internal misunderstanding. PDP is after Atiku's money. Why can't they just by themselves? Why can't they be to just themselves by adhering to the zoning principle that has been the formative structure of the party? All right, Sudik, thanks for your message. Alaba says, Sandra, I don't pray PDP settle till June 4. I just pray APC takes the advantage and moves on. I want people to jettison PDP by 2023. Let Nigeria consider APC once more. Shiwaju Bola Tinubu needs our support to move forward. Alaba with that message there. Wisdom says, no qualms. I give credence to PDP. They are going to rectify everything. All right. Jagumate Ola says, the politics of zoning is likely to mar the party's chances in the 2023 elections, being a contentious issue at the moment. The principle should be that in a multi-plural, diverse country like Nigeria, it is important that every ethnic group is given a sense of belonging and participation to prevent the over-domination of some sections of the country. All right. Thank you so much for your message, Jagun. Dave Adebola Aina says, Sandra, hi. Consensus is not democratic because people are being forced to step down. All right. Oh, we've got our phone lines back up now. So let me come and talk to you about the PDP. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine.
Welcome.
Am I speaking? Is this Sandra Ezekwesili?
This is Sandra Ezekwesili.
Today is a good day for me. I'm able to get you today. Good afternoon, madam.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, my name is Elvis. I'm calling from Lagos. Yeah.
Welcome. What do you think about this indecision in the PDP? Do you think it will cost them in 2023?
This division, if it is not well handled, is going to split PDP. Because I can't see any reason why what they started, they are not reneging on it. As far as I'm concerned, let this thing go wrong. Let there be equity. Like the governor of Enugu said yesterday, equity, fairness, and justice.
Hmm.
That's what I stand on.
Hmm.
They started this zoning. Now, get to that same side of Nigeria, let them also experience it.
Hmm.
So that equity will come to play.
Hmm.
These are the things that will remove all these terrorism and all this banditry you are seeing. Let everybody feel belong. And that will make everybody that is in the system to be happy. That's what I'm saying with Sandra.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, there are credible people from the East that can see through this nation. I listened to this interview in your station last week, Friday.
Oh, no. We've lost the connection to that guy. But call back if you can. Lucky is in Dolphin Estate. Hi, Lucky.
Hey, Sandodo, how are you?
I day, how you day, my guy?
In fact, you don't give me sleep. I thought they try your life for January. Today, when I get there, I just ask me the whole deal. Let me not spoil them. See, this is a PDP matter. Even the Bible, they say you come about several violence, you take it by force.
Okay.
So, I'm from the South Areli. So, we have calculated the whole thing. What we need now is to win the presidency, not a zoning matter.
Okay.
Anybody that wins, that will win, let him win it for us.
Okay.
So I try to understand that even most of them were by form, they were sponsored by PDP. So that if Jagaba be able to win the primary, I think if Jagaba compete with Peter Obi, he go win Peter Obi. He go win on Wike. So what do we need now? Is you know my God? Get out matter. You take your enemy. You kill her. You kill her. Are you okay?
Okay.
So now, anybody that is saying, anybody from the south is saying that they should zone into the south, is a agent of APC, because as it is very clear, what we need now is winning.
Winning.
It's winning. Winning.
Okay.
Sandra.
Okay.
Nobody. We know you talk of. Why would they want to go? So what would they want to? You go, let's share what you have. You cannot share what you don't have.
Okay.
See, I always tell people, they don't throw the baby at the bath water. But this time around, we want to throw the baby at the bath water. We don't want any APC again. So, anybody's, I like that. Anybody's so supporting they should zone it. But I'm from the south. Why is it that we always say they should zone it to us? Are we afraid of the north before? Everybody should come out and fight for your rights, not say you zone it to you. Why would they zone it to you? That tomorrow again, you'll be begging. We are not beggar. If the North win and let him win, all we want, APC should leave that place. When APC leave that place, we'll be able to arrange ourselves. We share. You cannot share what you don't have.
Lucky, thanks for calling. I don't know how I feel about that sharing bit of the talk. I'm not sure I understand what he means, but let me talk to the next person. 99.3, hello.
President Sandra, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm okay.
Do you think PDP's indecision over zoning and consensus will cost them the 2023 race?
To me, as I know, it's due to be about politics. it may not haunt them at all.
Okay.
Because, you know, democracy in this country today, if we still remain one Nigeria, the not dictate. That is why they were doing all these things they were doing. In Nigeria today, we do have 19 states to the north, 16 to the south. And with the three south and the southwest, south, east, south, south, we are not so complete at all. That's why they rather not. Now, if we should follow the question of PDP, they have in consider that rotational. Why do you want to do it the way we teach? Not only just to win a lesson that matter, we want to teach about Nigeria. Are we going to cement our unity in this country? Me, Prince Wyatt, I know very clearly, I've been shouting a long time ago that if you want to create fair justice in this country, we have North, we have South. 8 years to the North, it's made 8 years to the South to cement the unity of this country. But as it is now, if the future in North and the pick is deputy either from South-South or from South, I'm telling you, they will win the election.
All right. Thank you very much, Prince Wyatt, for calling. We've got Elliot on Twitter who says, Sandra, if the PDP wants to zone, it should go to the southeast. If they want a consensus, it should also go to the southeast. Please, there's no crisis in the PDP. The PDP, Mofe Richie says, the PDP and the APC should just allow us to rest if they cannot zone the presidential ticket to the south, most especially to the southeast. All right. More messages coming in, but let's talk to Etim from Satellite Town. Oh, unfortunately. Okay, well, Etim, go ahead. Hi, Etim. Welcome.
Good afternoon. See, PDP is a party that God has cost in 2015 for their failure of 16 years. And we were in Rivers in 2015. The blood of APC members that were slaughtered because we did not support Jonathan from South. Against Buhari, in favor of Buhari from the north. Because the blood of those innocent APC members is still crying for justice, so they will not have peace. One, they produce two presidents, Obasanjo and Jonathan. Where are they? They don't have a voice that will speak to them, that will weep them to life. So if God has done them, has caused them in 2015, the president produced under their platform, where are they? Well, there were nowhere to be found in their meetings, even when they're having crisis. Mr. Say you sold the CD, he's the one that keep a PDP off the alarm to this day. That you have sold the thing, now the seed that's arrived, you must reap it. So there's no arrangement. See, God say if you dig a grave for your enemy or for your fellow human being, like that you that did that grave, now you go for it. The inflation and the death of APC they predicted, that's what is going to be for them. I listened to a Radio Nigeria comment yesterday. Oliver Parent is the one that written that commentary. He said, national body have instructed PDP chapters, that is his state, to adhere strictly to the zoning arrangement because they have zoning arrangement in Enugu, even in Abia State. So all these ones are just plain, even whether there's only to have no, there's no vacancy in Asura. Do you think Buhari will hand over to PDP? They put their robbing of how many times? Three times. But they're not wasting their time. They are going to see the worst implosion that any party has ever witnessed in Nigeria. They are wasting their time. All the money they rooted, they are going to spend it. We are going to teach them anything. And all your producers say, oh, that's our time because we already sealed up Asura against them.
All right, Etim, thank you very much for calling. Etim making very serious allegations there that the president will not hand over to a PDP candidate. I wonder where Etim had that meeting with President Buhari, and President Buhari told him, Etim, my friend, I will not hand over to PDP. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, I'll keep taking your calls. We'll come to Lagos for our second story. There was a clash at an abattoir. I'll tell you more about that. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Fight at the Agege Abattoir over a new levy. That's our second story. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Every day, Monday to Thursday. Well, Monday to Friday, really. We bring you three of the biggest stories of the day. If it's a Friday, we're bringing you big stories from all over the world. And for our second story today, there was a big fight at the Agege Abattoir over a new levy. It happened this morning, and now the Rapid Response Squad has secured the area and restored order. According to the police, it was just a quarrel between the traders and the market management over a new hygiene levy. But some traders on the scene are saying that it turned violent. They claim the management brought thugs armed with clubs, knives and machetes to enforce payment of the levy. They claim the thugs were allegedly trying to extort the traders and allegedly attacked those who resisted them. Now, Mie, I want to go beyond all this, he said, she said. Instead, I want to ask you a very simple question. Lagos, in the year 2022, in Lagos, in Africa's largest city, why do we need boys to collect levies? Because it is not just in the markets. Yesterday, we were talking about ticket collection at bus parks, for example. So we have this system of work which we have just accepted, where the authorities, whether public or private, hire armed boys to collect money for them. I don't need to tell you how such a system is vulnerable to abuse, because you've basically just made those boys a law unto themselves. Now, there are obviously alternative ways to collect revenue. You have all kinds of electronic payments nowadays. You have the pay at bank option as well. But there's always the question of enforcement, because that's the excuse that the authorities give. There's always the question of enforcement. They'll tell you that if people can pay electronically, how do you ensure that those who refuse to pay are penalized and therefore are incentivized to pay? That's what they've been using the boys for. But there have to be better ways to do this, right? That's what I want you and I to brainstorm about. Because what I love about our show is that you and I have all these amazing brainstorming sessions. And the government handlers are listening. Sometimes they're listening themselves. And they, you know, start to weave a lot of the ideas we share here into their policy making. So I want you and I to brainstorm right now. What better systems can we put in place for commercial revenue and levy collection and non-violent enforcement? Right now, I'm hearing Joy's voice in my head. She's about to call me now and she will say, what is the job of the local government? Joy, you know yourself, you're listening. Because in other countries, local and municipal governments are the ones responsible for collection of levies at this level. And usually they enforce collection through the courts. Basically, if a merchant does not pay, local government drags them to a tribunal. Once they're found guilty, local government steps in to fine them and can lock up their shop until they pay. Isn't that a better alternative than using boys? What do you think, Lagos? Talk to me. Why are we still using boys for collection and enforcement? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Shay from Mikodo.
Welcome, Shay.
On the issue about the levy of the...
All right, Shay, call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Friday.
Friday, welcome.
Yeah, I'm calling from Chimelo.
All right.
Can I speak concerning PDP?
Yes, yes, of course.
PDP, that's zoning. I'm not supporting it.
Okay, they should not zone.
Yeah, they should not zone.
Turn your radio off. Turn your radio off. Okay.
Throw it open.
Throw it open to anyone who can buy it, huh?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Unfortunately, your radio is too loud, but thanks for calling. We've got Dennis who says, let's face it, zoning has never helped this nation. It's the reason why we are where we are today. Whosoever feels he can turn this nation around should go and fight for the PDP ticket. I no care again. All right, Dennis. More messages on Facebook. Oga Akpo says, Nigerians that are dying now, is it PDP government that is killing? If it's PDP that handed over to APC when they won in 2015, then APC is going to hand over come 2023 if PDP wins. That's a message from Oga Akpo. All right. Taiwo says, Bola is old, but Atiku is youth. I smell something. Okay. Felix says, this etim of a guy speaks... Okay. I can't... let's try to not insult our listeners, okay? If you can disagree with... you can disagree with their opinion, and you can tell me why you disagree with an opinion, but you shouldn't insult the person who shares an opinion. Benson Oluwaseyi says, there are no provisions in the Constitution for zoning. Whichever party goes against it now is only fulfilling the law and not playing cosmetics. All right. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Mr. Sanders.
Good afternoon to you.
I'm calling you Mr. Fan.
Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Dambaba.
Welcome, Dambaba.
Thank you. What he just read out about the abattoir, he said, he just took the word out of my mouth. Why must we collect levy, especially in Lagos, in this way? That result to violence everything. And Sanja, I want to ask you, how much did government or Lagos State government used to pay you for our own idea that we bring?
They don't used to pay me.
So that we share the money. But we say we should give you an idea. When we give you the English, they know they pay us. You know what that is.
Okay.
They have to pay for our intellectual properties. And we use airtime to call you people. I think the government know what they are doing.
Okay.
They just don't want to. And it's unfortunate that they create problems for us. Instead of us calling every day to appreciate them, telling you what is happening in our area, we call every day to complain. It is unfortunate. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. We've got a message here on WhatsApp from Joko Jaye, who is in Ikorodu. He says, zoning has always been a very big problem for our society. Why can't we elect someone that we believe can do well? APC consensus will cause a chaos. Let the primaries take place normally. But I have a serious concern. Godfatherism will still be the order of the day because party members know the Godfather's choice. Thank you, Sandra. Joko Jaye with this message here. Well, today we're not talking about the APC's consensus wahala. We're talking about the PDP's consensus wahala. They can't decide if it's going to be a consensus candidate or if they're going to zone. And I'm asking you if you think that that could hurt their chances come 2023. Victor is no surely. Hi, Victor.
Hello, Sandra.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I envy your job sometimes.
Okay.
So when we talk about PDP and the zoning of a presidential aspirant ticket, I believe the essence of looking for political aspiration of any party is to grab the power. If PDP is telling itself this truth, if PDP is not trying to hide anything from us, I think the essence of what PDP should do is to look for a popular candidate that they will sell, that the whole nation buy.
Okay.
So that candidate, they will grab the power, they will have the power that they lost in 2016. So I think the essence of the whole thing is to look for a candidate who is sellable, who the people, like the other time, I think it was yesterday, when either you or Joyce was actually, okay, it was your program that you sampled the opinion of people who actually wish to have a particular candidate among all the presidential aspirants.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not speaking from the angle of the fact that I'm an evil, but people be, if that opinion was to be called result for it, P2B had the way. Mm-hmm. So if PDP through P2B would grapple the power, what's the sense of going for any other thing? But because of who we are, we always want to show that tribal sentiment and what we are known for. Sandra, please, when people call on your... Hello, are you...
I'm here. Mm-hmm.
When people call on your program with head, with mindset of hatred, there's somebody you wanted to read his text, but you decided to avoid it because of maybe unfriendliness.
Mm.
Please, on your bullet, I will be here, Jorunjo. When people spew wickedness and hatred when they want to call, there is this particular guy, I don't want to call his name, but when people call with hatred, please caution them. He called yesterday and Sheriff cautioned him.
Mm.
Please, try to make people who listen to your program to feel at ease. Not when people call with hatred and I don't know, I don't want to use another bad word on the air. Thank you very much.
Victor, thank you very much for calling. And by the way, Ramadan Mubarak to all the Muslims who are listening to me at the moment. I do hope that the fasting is going very well. And I will say to you, hang in there. It's almost over. We've got you on the line. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Anne,
welcome.
So, Lagos State has become a breeding ground for agros.
Okay.
Whatever, anything Lagos State government wants to do, they want to use agro. That's why a few years they will push out their girls to go and get sold up on the street to this country. That's why Bola Tinubu can never be president, because he's not able to control the agro in Lagos. If we fester everywhere,
but why will Bola Tinubu control the agro in Lagos? Is he the governor of Lagos?
He's the owner of Lagos.
He's not the governor of Lagos.
When Buba Marwa was the governor, military head of governor of this Lagos state, all the agro, he kicked them out of the street. But since Bola took over in 1999, all the agro is for faith. If you want to mend your zinc, agro will come. They want to collect money for you. Everything agro, everything. They don't want to work. They don't want to learn anything. It's bring your own money. We eat. They will stand in the beer parlor, eat money, and spend that money they did not work for. And this government does not want to control them. And they want us to vote for them to become president. That will not happen.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Why do we allow these people to card us? We're hearing what everyone has for us. I urge my people to just be watching. And my message to anyone that wants to come and lead, we invite you all to debate. Tell us how you will fix our refinery under 2 years, security, economy, education, in such a way that our graduates will have skills and start repayment of loans. And they should also tell us if all these are not accomplished in 2 years, 3 months, we should be calling for them to resign. I don't think all of those things can be accomplished in 2 years. But, you know, it's good to start from somewhere. And we'll see progress and then we'll say, okay, you have tried or you've not tried. Kede from Ijegun says, consensus is undemocratic and selfish by the party actors. Let PDP zone their ticket to the east if they are really sincere. Forget Saraki opinion. He is working for Atiku. How do you know that? Are you Saraki's PA? This person goes on to say that he's working for Atiku with Renault or Mokri. He should be zoned to the east. Honestly, if Atiku is given the ticket, I'll rather vote Tinubu instead of Atiku. But if Peter Obi is given the ticket, I will be happy. Forget consensus. The Northerners will vote Atiku. Kende with that message there. Sandra, there's need to caution some callers on your show. A particular caller from Satellite Town said Buhari will not hand over. You allowed him to go scot-free. Well, I didn't allow him to go scot-free. I cautioned him. I did it like play, but I cautioned him. He's been warned by Sheriff for making nefarious comments on his show. Please don't allow him to make the comments on your show. All right, Etim, you're listening. You're hearing the reaction of the people to you. You have to be very careful with the things you say on the show. We've got a message here that says Peter Obi can never win presidency. The Northwest has the highest number of voters and they are supporting Southern presidency. If the PDP wins the presidency through a Northern candidate in 2023, then the APC will present a Northern candidate to counter the PDP Southern candidate in 2031. Therefore, the North will permanently produce a president due to their advantage. That's a message from Dele. Dele is in Lekki. All right, Dele. Thank you very much for your message. Let's take a few more calls. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. What's your name?
My name is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Sandra, how are you?
I'm fine.
Somebody said it will never be well. Within somebody that made all these young boys to be running after moto buses. Young boys, able-bodied boys running after buses. That it will never be well for them. Honestly, it is bad. Very bad. It's just like, you know, they just condition their mind just to be running after buses and they feel that they are just irrelevant. And they make them useless. Drug them. Make it available for them. Let's be watching. Good afternoon.
All right. Good afternoon. Our final story takes us to a hospital where the police have arrested a nurse for allegedly performing a surgery which led to the death of the patient. That's our unbelievable third story. A nurse. Nurse. The victim's name was Fatima Issa. She came from Edo State to Lagos for fibroid surgery. The surgery allegedly took place at fellow BAM Alpha Clinic in Oshodi. Fatima's sister says Fatima was in surgery for over 4 hours, and when she emerged, something was clearly wrong. The medical staff intervened, but she didn't recover. The sister says that when she and her relatives quizzed the doctor about what went wrong, he allegedly was answering them like somebody who did not go to school. That's why they suspected foul play and they alerted the police. Let me read you the police statement. Quote, two people, including the nurse that did the operation, have been arrested. They have been transferred to the State Criminal Investigation and Intelligence Department, YABA, for further investigation. End quote. Oh yes, you heard that right. The police are saying that the person who performed the surgery was allegedly a nurse, allegedly impersonating a doctor. In Lagos. Here, in Lagos. And this is not the first time we've heard something like this. Last week, we talked about Hefama shutting down a hospital for allegedly operating without a license after a patient died. Now it's a nurse allegedly impersonating a doctor and performing surgery on a patient who has now died. And there have been lots of other stories like this. And I wonder if you think that, first of all, this is a rampant situation. And then if you think it is rampant, why is it so rampant? Why are so many people ready to put other people's lives at risk by cutting medical corners? Medical corners. Like, I'm a radio broadcaster. And I can't even do a show if I don't have my headphones on. I can't do a show if I don't have my headphones on. I will feel out of sorts. And it's just radio. Radio that doesn't have life and death consequences. As long as I'm not giving you fake news or inciting you. But medical, you're a nurse. You're performing surgery. How well do you think public health authorities are monitoring this sector? By the way, we're still working to get Hefama on the show to answer some of these questions that I have. Hopefully they answer us and they get on the show with us. We were supposed to have them on the show yesterday at 4 o'clock, but we've not been able to get a favorable response on time and schedule. So we're working on it, and hopefully we get someone from that team to come and answer. But what do you think about this story, Lagos? And yes, you can talk about the other stories we covered as well. I told you about the big fight at the Agege Abattoir over a new levy. And then I told you about the PDP seeming unable to decide if they'll do consensus or if they'll zone or if they'll do both. Because they can zone and consensus, Abi. They can zone to the south and pick a consensus candidate. But Sha, there's a lot of drama in there. What do you think about that? Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling.
Yeah, my president.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, sir.
This is your senior special advisor on drug duty.
Hi, Chris.
Thank you, ma. Quick one for me. Since they don't want to zone it to the southeast, you know, I've been saying for love and unity, for peace, these two tribes have been romancing themselves about that office of the presidency. Why can't they allow the Igbos? Since they don't want to do that, let them throw it open. Let everybody go into the boxing ring. Whoever wins, let him go. But for me, my fear, with what we went through with this set of people in government, APC, somebody will still be boasting that APC will come back. That is my fear, my sister. And President Sandra.
Yes.
You know this very guy from satellite. He called me on radio, Christopher Munka. I'm from Ogoja. I have power to kill. Just because of the law they have for Buhari. He said, I hate Buhari. I can't support APC now. Maybe it's your choice. We don't have one party. I'm telling you, Sandra, on this your Nigeria Info, he called. I'm from Abuja, Christopher Nwoko has power to kill. Well, he must report to the police. I said, no, I've said it here. But all I know, the Baba up there will take care of me and my family. That young man that has the power to kill.
Chris, nobody's going to kill you. Don't worry. Relax. It's just bare palo talk. Anybody killing you. Okay? Don't worry about it. We've got Mark in Victoria Island. Hi, Mark.
Yeah. Hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. But Sandra, for me, I'm not too particular about zoning to anywhere. We had a southern president in the south.
Okay.
We're having a northern president. I think it's boiling. So I don't think there should be so much concern about who is zone. I want the best. I want somebody who is competent. And if PDP feels that if they throw it open, they will get the best. I don't think there's anything wrong in that. But the Southeasterners, who is insisting that it should be them, it should be them, it should be them. If they have thrown it open, and even their members from the Southeast are part of it, if they are that good, then they should support them and rally around support for them to win, because they are going to participate in the primaries. That's what I think. Then as for this same man that everybody has been complaining, Etting, he phones to curse, he phones to abuse, he phones to insult, and you are not holding him. One day that man will say something that might put people in trouble, if not himself. It's just my two cover suggestion.
Mark, thanks for calling. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, I'll take messages from social media only. Congratulations to the 10 people who we have chosen so far. Chinedu Mokafo, Sheyi Kuforiji, Ayotunde Garba, Isa Musa Ali, Lawal Toby, Raymond Lasisi. We'll take a break. When we come back, I'll announce the rest.